Since I'm sitting here, I think I would be able to respond to the point about online voting and about making politics more accessible. I'm always reminded of a very nice quote said, "Everything in our society has entered the digital era, and the only thing that remained analog is politics." And that makes a lot of sense when you think of it. I mean, clearly we use technology and communication tools for almost everything and every transactions in our life today. But yet we are still challenged to make this democracy 2.0. I don't have a solution or one solution for that, but I know that we didn't exhaust the innovation around making politics more appealing, more accessible, and more, I would say, digital to young people. And I understand the skepticism around making some of these processes available online. But once again, I mean, think about how many of the different boards you participate on where you can cast votes online. I mentioned the example of online banking, for example, and we seem to trust our the internet with our money and with some major transactions. So I always wonder why we don't explore more making use of social media and of technology. And that's one way to bridge, in fact, what Innes called it, mind the gap. And if we to mind the gap, I think we really have to mind also this trend that where young people participate in the virtual life and they don't show up in the real life. And I don't intend to put any blame on young people there, but I think it takes more efforts from political institutions to connect well with young people where they exist and how they interact. Just like if you see this two conflicting trends where politics and political institutions operate in one universe and where young people activism operates in another. And the last thing there, I think for our generation, democracy is no longer about voting every 4 years. Democracy for us is about direct engagement in all issues concerning your lives almost on a daily basis. You like, you dislike, you share, you tweet, you retweet, you engage, you discuss, you comment, and that's how we exercise democracy today. So I think it's quite discouraging to just portray democracy for a young person today as that we need you once every 4 years and just as a voter.
Thanks for jumping in the panel, and since you are here, so why not?